you will be shown there the House of Morel on the Cor, the House of Mercedes at the Catalans, and the Dungeons of Dantes and Faria at the Chateau d'If. When I staged Monte Cristo at the Historical Theatre, I wrote to Marseille for a plan of the Chateau d'If, which was sent to me. This drawing was for the use of the scene painter. The artist to whom I had recourse forwarded me the desired plan. He even did better than I would have dared ask of him. He wrote beneath it, "View of the Chateau d'If from the side where Dantes was thrown into the sea." I have learned since that a worthy man, a guide attached to the Chateau d'If, sells pens made of fishbone by the Abbé Faria himself. There is but one unfortunate circumstance concerning this. The fact is, Dantes and the Abbé Faria have never existed save in my imagination. Consequently, Dantes could not have been precipitated from the top to the bottom of the Chateau d'If, nor could the Abbé Faria have made pens. But that is what comes from visiting these localities in person. Therefore, I wish to visit Varennes before commencing my novel, because the first chapter was to open in that city. Besides, historically, Varennes worried me considerably. The more I pursue the historical accounts of Varennes, the less I...